Good morning. Just realized that I forgot to remind people we were having this meeting. Maybe I'll do that right now.
I just claimed host and I need your co-host, so it's not my
Okay, sounds good. I'm glad you're
beach.
here, though. Yeah, did you see I have to leave early?
Yes.
Okay,
Sorry,
thank you.
yesterday was insane, so I was answering all these random questions from a person on Slack that kept asking me how to do API stuff.
Called for use only, right?
So,
I'm very I'm not awake yet. Working on it. 8 a.m. my time, that's my excuse. Or use at location, that's right. Hello.
So,
Hello, Charlotte. Folks are just beginning to come, so. I'm going to give it a couple more minutes. We want to see if we can get a few more folks who are going to get to hear about the for use at location. Is it an app? Is that what we would call it? Or just functionality, new functionality?
Functionality, yes. It's built into the circulation loan functionality.
Okay. I don't know about the rest of the world and how winter is faring, but I had to turn my heat on this morning.
We
Yeah.
have.
It has been like this for 2 months now. Even longer, I'd say. I will soon get out of wood, so that's a bit of a problem for me. I'm
Oh
having a
no.
wood burning furnace. I've never been that low, and I get 22 cubic meter. I don't know what that, if you know that, but that's a week's hard work to stable it, so when the big truck comes with that, it blocks totally my driveway. But now I'm using
Wow.
it.
few people around here
So
that
that.
still burn wood. Not a huge number, which I'm surprised because there's a lot of wooded areas around here. But today it has warmed up. Over the weekend, it was negative 20 Celsius, negative 3 Fahrenheit. Today is supposed to be a booming negative 6 Celsius. At least that's what Google's telling me. So yeah.
I won't tell you what the temp is here. That would seems mean. Is
That's
not
okay.
that though. And I don't know what it is in Celsius. I only know Celsius when it's zero, and then when it's like hot, like 35. I'm like, okay, that's hot. But in between, I'm not as good about converting in my head.
I can
I
tell
have to.
you where all your warmth went. It went right here to Vancouver. It's the surprisingly, unusually warm winter for us. And today it's plus 10 Celsius. Wow. And it's like that the whole winter.
That is a
Shocked.
warm street.
All right, I think we should get going. We have a few housekeeping things to talk about before we get going with our presentation. We've got, let's see, let's talk about our upcoming meetings for a second. Today, of course, is for use at location. And then at the end of the month, on the 24th, we are in our next meeting, we are going to do a session on how to implement and migrate to Folio. So I think we need to advertise that one quite a bit so we can get some folks who are in the middle of doing that. And then our first session in March on the 10th will be how to test upgrades. So we are always, of course, also open to just discussing the problems you're having now or something you're interested in right now. Any questions you have as you're implementing, those are all, we'd love to talk about all of that stuff. So please post your questions on Slack or even here in the chat and we can talk about them today. Couple more announcements. We are still looking for maybe one more volunteer for maybe each of our surveys, one for the general survey on just on all implementers. And then one for the integrations that we had our at our last meeting on trying to gather all the integrations that different sites are using and get them into get them on the wiki so people know what's out there and what who they can ask for help and what they can go and use themselves. And of course, our usual volunteer for programming board. It's fun. It's not much of a commitment. 2 to 3 hours, maybe a month, is what I spend on top of coming to these meetings. So give us a try. All right. I am going to be leaving the meeting early. I think we've got both Thomas and Tara here as well to close us down and take questions and stuff at the end. So when I drop off, I'll say goodbye now. But today we have a presentation from Charlotte, and is it Kaisa? I'm sorry if I don't know how to say that right. Okay, great. And they're going to be talking about for use at location, and I think I will just let you continue. I don't think you need more of an intro from me, right?
Thank you so
Okay,
much,
let's take it
Darcy.
away. Thank you.
Yeah, so I will start share my screen. So it will be a joint presentation by me. Charlotte Witt from IndexData. So now I managed to close down my slide deck. 2 sec. Try one more time. And we are happy for being here to talk about for use at location. And for use at location is also a folio. Expression for reading room circulation. It was when we presented first this new functionality for the PC, several PC members had some concerns that reading room circulation sounded too much to be too much like reading room access, and they were not sure what was what. So therefore we decided to be very clear and not use reading room circulation, but instead for use at location, which kind of describe what this is about. It's not a new app. It is simply new functionality built into the existing loan business business logic. We have presented for the resource access sig. There is a video out there of the demo part Kaiser is to do. We can always provide that video to you if you want to watch just the demo part again. So I am here to give you a little intro about the technical solution and also show you how you can set up for your own hands-on test in Eureka Snapshot or regular Snapshot. Kaiser will talk much more in detail about the requirements National Lab of Sweden had for how they need to use this reading room circulation functionality. It is more than 80% of NLS's loans that is reading room loans. So this was a huge obstacle for National Lab of Sweden to go live with Folio if there was no reading room circulation. But we have it now and it will be rolled out for Trillium. And Kaiser will also demo all the new functionality for you. And then we wrap up with questions. It all started out with, and now I take it out here because I have some screens pulled up already. It all started out with a resource access sig working group who worked together with Thomas Trott. And let's see. And this working group, so this was your. So there was a working group. And there was several libraries involved, so not just National Lab of Sweden, and discussing workflows, discussing requirements, discussing the different libraries' need. The resource access sig working group came up with a proposal, and that proposal were presented for the Clemming team. Which is Index Data and National Lab of Sweden. So, if I have the. Oh, my. And we looked at all the pre-work done by the resource access sig. And one of our very first UX prod features were a spike to. Ask the backend developers to investigate and deep dive into would we be able to go ahead with the first proposal. The first proposal was talking about a persistent request workflow, but there was so many of the already built-in functionality with. Getting all these pop-up informations, send no notifications to patrons, etc., etc. So the developers could see that we had to build it into the loan logic instead. So in December 2024. We could see that with the planned release for Sunflower and the planned release for Trillium, we had to split the work into over two flower releases. And then we started right up Jira tickets and Jira tickets and Jira tickets. All work were tested during development. So we did user acceptance testing, while still developing in National Lab of Sweden's own, you can say, rancher environment. We did user acceptance testing when the code later were merged to the central code base. We did test in Folio Snapshot and Eureka Snapshot. We have a Jira dashboard where all the work was captured. There's a link here to the Jira dashboard if you want to make a dive into the tickets and the work done. I'd say this has been it's a it was 91 Jira tickets, and it has been heavy work for the developers involved in this. The technical solution is described more in detail in this page here on Wiki. There's both a link here to the UX part 1835. There's the EPIC and an explanation also documenting here what was the workflow National Lab of Sweden needed us to solve in order for their reading room loans to be a workflow as they know it today. There's also some things not in scope. That can be maybe something developed later, but for now we had to focus on a real life workflow supporting National Lab of Sweden's need. And then so there is, you know that we have Folio Snapshot and we have Folio Snapshot 2. We have Eureka Snapshot and Eureka Snapshot 2. There is an environment variable that needs to be set to true in order to have this business logic activated, enabled. The default is set to false. So, if you have not set it to true in your environment, then this reading room circulation functionality is not enabled. If you want to test, then you have to use Folio Snapshot regular or Eureka Snapshot, where we have enabled the functionality. And Kajsa and I have set up the Eureka Snapshot environment for today's presentation. So you can, right after the meeting, go in and test for yourself. Let's try it out. And if you don't get to do it today, then it is it's not complicated to set up the environment as it is to work for NLS. It's simply have a handful of items with the loan type reading room. You need to set up the loan profile. You need to set up a service point to support for use at location, and then the circulation rules. And in the slide decks, I have screen dumps of how this can look like. And you can see it's not super complicated, the reading room loan rule here in the circulation rule, so quite easy to set up, so you can try it out. Then I will hand it over to you, Kaiser. Should I stop share?
Yes, I can share. When we started this work, we wrote down some basic requirements that we needed the system to do. And we needed the system to provide the ability to see if a checked out item is being used in the reading room at the moment or if it's placed on the whole shelf. And we also need to know at which service point it is held or in use and the whole shelf expiration date for the items that are held. And also some reports we need to manage these loans. For example, we need reports for the whole shelf expiration items and overdue and recalled items that we the staff gets from the whole shelf. And also maybe a report of items that are in use at the end of the day. And the loan policy settings must also cover the entire loan period as ordinary loan periods work, including the guaranteed and the maximum loan periods. And a loan period for a use at location loan is every time you get. You return the item to be on the whole shelf, and then you come back another day, and then you use it in the reading room, and then you get it back. And then you can do that several times during the guaranteed or during the loan period, and that whole period is a loan period. And the whole shelf expiration period also resets after every use, so it's not the same. If you use it one day and then you have, for example, then 7 days from the first use, and then you come back after 2 days, and then you return the book, and then you have got get 7 new days. And most of our loans are, as Charlotte said, reading room loans, and they cannot leave the library. So this is, of course, a very important function for us. This is a picture of the NLS workflow as it works now and in Folio, how it will work in Folio. So it's kind of a basic workflow. And you can see that the request part, it's an ordinary request. And the for use at location loan starts when the loan period starts. And within the guaranteed loan period, you can check it out and check it in to the whole shelf as many times as you wish. And after the guaranteed loan period has ended, you can still use the material if it's not requested by another patron. And when it's requested by another patron, the loan will close. And so I'm going to do a little demo of the workflow. And I will do it in the Eureka snapshot environment. And I can just start with showing the settings. You have to do. As Charlotte said, you first need to set up a service point. And if we choose CertDesk 1, edit, And then here you set up the default check-in action for use at location, and I will explain more about that later. And then you set up a loan policy. Now we have already done a loan policy for use at location. And the important thing here is that you check this little box for use at location and then choose the hold shelf expiration period. And the circulation rules is set up with this loan type reading room and the loan policy for use at location, and then the other circulation rules, you can choose whatever. So I'm going to start by doing a request, and doing a request is not mandatory for to use for use at location, but I will show you some development we have done in the request as well. You can check it out. If you don't want to do a request before the checkout, you can do the checkout without doing the request. So I have prepared some items I would like to request. This is the first item, check in the barcode. And the new thing here is that the loan type is displayed here, and then you can see that it is a reading room loan type. And when I enter the requester barcode, it will also display a for use at location label below the request type. And this can be, if you do the circulation rules so that loan types it can sometimes they are for use at location for a certain patron group, and maybe for another patron group, it's not for use at location. But this is a for use at location page, and then save and close. Then I will do another one. And the loan type is also reading room. And the label for use at location is displayed. And I will also do a request of a loan that you can take home. So I will use the can circulate loan type. And the loan type is can circulate. And I enter the patron barcode, and the label does not display them. Or maybe this is already checked out. And we have all most of our books in closed stacks, so staff will now go and collect the books and check them in to make them awaiting pickup and send notice to the patron. So this is the ordinary request workflow, and at this point you cannot see if it's a for use at location. And the status is now awaiting pickup. And I will this was the home loan, and it's also awaiting pickup. And the items are delivered to the hold shelf. And when the patron comes to the library. We go to the checkout app and enter the patron barcode. And the usual pop-up items awaiting pickup displays. And we can see that the borrower has three items awaiting pickup at this service point. And these are the three requests we have checked in. So we scan them in to this checkout box. And now here you can see that this is for use at location loan policy, and it's now in use. And if I enter the other for use at location, it's also the loan policy for use at location. And then I want to check out the item for home loan, and then I just enter it in the same session in the same box. And here we can see the loan policy is 1 hour. And if I now go to the circulation log and look at the item barcode, we can see that the last circulation action is in use. And the patron now goes to the reading room to study these items and come back some hours later, maybe. And then we go back to the check-in app. And now this little box here upper right corner, it's the check-in action for use at location. And then here we have three choices: keep on hold shelf, close loan and return item, and ask for action. And the two first choices, they take immediate action when you enter the item barcode. And the last one, ask for action, if you scan the item barcode, there will be a pop-up asking what you want to do with this item. And the first item I will keep on the hold shelf. So it will scan the barcode. And now I can see that the status is still checked out, but the for use at location action were keep on hold shelf. And the other item I want to return to the stacks. I'm finished with it. So I will just scan the barcode. And this is now available again. And I also want to return the home loan. And I can just enter the barcode in the same session. And here now I don't have to worry about these choices because the system knows this is a home loan. So it will just be available again. Yes. So I will end this session and I will now request another item. Also for use at location, the reading room loan type, and the for use at location label. So I will try to check it in as well. Oh, it was already checked out, but I then will close the loan. We can take the ask for action and see how it looks. Then the pop-up displays, and we can choose close loan and return item. And it was now requested by my patron. And when I now go to the checkout app, I will scan the patron barcode again. The pop-up will now display with two lines. The borrower has one item awaiting pickup, and this is the request. And borrower has one item held for use at location. And this is the already checked out item that is held. So we know that this borrower has two items they want to check out. And we can just enter the barcodes and they will be checked out the same way. It doesn't matter if it's already if it's already checked out or if it is a request awaiting pickup. So this is the basic workflow for the circulation. And I can also show you how the user count look like. I choose my patron, and under the loan overview, you get a quick overview of how many use at location loans the patron has, if it's held or if it's in use. And if you look at the open loans overview, you can also see there is a new column here that says use at location, and you can see if it's in use, in what service point, and if it's held, it will also display the whole shelf expiration date. I can do a check-in of I will keep it on hold shelf and I will check it in. And now you can see in the user that this item is held in the Circdesk One service point until this date. And also, if you go to the loan detail page, you can also see all the actions that have taken place on this particular loan. So you can track every in and out if you need to. Yes. So this is the basic workflow. And we have also done some development on the staff slip. We have added some new tokens, and I think I saw Darcy made a question about what is in Trillium and what is in Sunflower. And basically, this is the only thing that are in Sunflower are these new tokens, and all other work with the for use at location function is will be in Trillium. So these new tokens, for example, the accession number, administrative note, date of publication, editions, physical description, HRID, and HRID image are available in Sunflower. And then we have added a series statement, and it will be in Trillium. And another thing we did with the staff slip is that we have made it possible to edit the layout with a simple HTML. So you can be a little more creative with the staff slip layout. And then if you want to use this function, you go into the settings of the staff slips, and then there's a little checkbox that says maintained as raw HTML that you just check. And then you can write plain HTML. And we have done a wiki page with some tips and tricks and examples of how we have set up our staff slips. And here you can also read a little about more about the background and see how our staff pick slip, this is the pick slip, that we are using. And you can do different columns. You can the barcode images a little bit smaller, and you can move things around a little bit more. I've also added our code, work in progress code. And this is how our stuff slips. Oh, looks like now it's work in progress, but we have used, for example, here there are three columns, and this one is only in one column. So you can to the layout a little bit more freely. And the last thing I'm going to talk about is the bug fest test and the test trail test tickets are, I think most of them are already written, so you can go in and have a look. And they are under circulation for use at location. And the staff slip tokens are under the staff slips. Yes, I think that was all.
There is a question in the chat where Maura is wondering about if we have the situation with someone actually, not returning the item in at the checkout desk at the end of the day, deliberate because it's theft, or what processes we have in place for preventing that.
Yeah, we have now a report that's being run every morning or every night of what items are not handed in, and then we kind of manually investigate if they are returned but not registered, or if they are taken home or stolen or. So, but it's in the needed reports section.
Thank you. And we also have people who might check out we've just set it so that people can check out building use only books. And I don't know if they're thinking about setting up a reading room area. But I do know that if someone checks out a book in our library, it's very large, there's a lot of open space, there's not a lot of doors. That says this is a separate, discrete space, and having worked in a library for so long, I expect a lot of these books to be checked out and then just put somewhere else in the library. And so they've got a thing where it's like, they've got a circ rule that says that if you don't return the book, you'll get fined a large amount of money that will prevent you from checking out other books. But if you bring the book back after the fine has been assessed, then the fine goes away. And it's like it never happened. But the report, knowing sort of what's gone and what hasn't come back and that kind of thing, definitely sounds like something that's going to be part of our process from now on. True, Thomas.
It's very important for us to know where the books are, so that's why we're very, it's important to know if it's in use or if it's held, and we want all our books back. So this is, and we don't have The big reading room is not closed, so you can just wander around the whole library with your reading room loan. And so it's also makes it more important that we know that it's now in use. And also, I think you can't avoid that books sometimes disappear, but
That's true.
yeah.
It's the thing that you can't avoid it, but you do try to minimize it.
Yeah. And we also do all our checkouts well at the counter. So
any other questions? Except for the ongoing discussion in chat about people sneaking things out of libraries they shouldn't.
So I
I'm
just want to
sure.
mention that some of you who were in the resource access SIG working group will recognize, the three different options for, keep on hold shelf, close item, return and close, what's it called? And ask for action. So that was input coming from the original work done by the resource accessing. And also the way the request form where with this clearly in identification of that this is for use at location triggered functionality. So it was we definitely got a lot of really valuable input from that working group.
Any other questions, comments? Who's excited to use this once it comes out in Trillium and already have plans? we'll probably be using it for interlibrary loan items once it comes out because we have a bunch of house use only items, and this will be really helpful for that. So, well, if there is nothing else, I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. Thank you, Charlotte. And I'm sorry.
Hey, sir.
Gosh, thank you. Sorry. I'm horrible with all names. So, but thank you both for coming and presenting. It was phenomenal. And thank you, everyone else, for coming today. I hope everyone has a good day. And if you're in a cold climate, stay warm. If you're in a warm climate, I'm jealous. But have a good afternoon or a good morning, depending on where you are. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank
You too.
you.
Bye.
Bye.